just delighted at the minute. Just couldn't went any better. Obviously, if I knocked him out in the first round, I'd have been a lot happier. But again, he was a tricky opponent. He was cagey, had a good defence. Took me a while to break him down, but I got him by the ninth round, you know, and I'm just really happy.
Obviously, you'll be defending this title, yeah. But I know, speaking to you a number of weeks ago in the build-up to the fight, Paul, Paul McCluskey, you've got bigger plans here.
Definitely. I say, you know, there's no point being in this game if you don't want to get the top, you know. I would love to, obviously, be a world champion someday, and hopefully a day will be very soon for me. But again, I have to just stay focused on what's ahead of me. You know, before this fight here, people were even talking about world title fights, and I kept reminding them, I says, here, I haven't even won the European title yet. So you have to take it one step at a time. But I'm European champion now. I'll sit down with my team in the next week or two and decide what the next move is, you know. More than likely, it'll be another defence. But again, if something bigger arose, I would definitely take the opportunity. But again, there's a lot of talking to be done between now and then, you know.
You mentioned that there was talk of a world title, about having a crack at it at some stage in your career before you took the belt. We'll have to mention him. Amram Khan, of course, was fired in there a number of weeks ago.
He would love that. It'd be an opportunity now. I would grab it with both hands. I think Amir is a very good boxer, but again, he's got weaknesses too. He was knocked out 4 fights ago, and he got the opportunity and he took his world title himself. So again, I would love to get the opportunity again with him. He defends now on the 5th of December, I think. So hopefully he can see that there on Skiathan. Sure, you never know what might happen in the future.